This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Luke Weaver showing up to Mets camp with a Yankees bag.
The loser, Luke Weaver.
And I just, as one Met fan said, it doesn't matter.
Non-story.
Non-story. And what I find interesting are the only people making it a story are Yankee fans. Like, I saw Keith McPherson said it's a bad look. I saw Michael Kay destroy him.
I am a damage freak.
And, like, I get it. Like, they have every right to have their opinion, but it's funny that the Met fans don't seem to care.
Right.
Now, I'm only one Met fan, but I've talked to others, and mostly it's like, it doesn't matter. Mm. And there are examples of this happening before. I think Max Scherzer showed up at Blue Jay camp with a Texas Ranger bag. So I think it happens, and I think the only reason this is being talked about is because you got the whole Met-Yankee dynamic.
Yeah.
But if this was Bo Bichette with a Blue Jay bag, I don't even think it'd be reported.
But this has to happen all the time.
Well, it does. That's what I'm saying. Like, Max Scherzer, it happened last year. I don't think anybody cared.
Right.
This is also...
I knew I remembered it from somewhere.
Yeah.
That it was just last year that the same thing happened, and it was over the next day.
And I love our guys at SMY. They knew what they were doing when they put that video out.
Oh, you think they did it on purpose? Like, to spark a controversy?
With all due respect. And I went to that SMY Mets Twitter. They didn't put every single player arriving.
So they did it to kind of to go viral, as they
said. They were filming everybody. Ooh, Luke Weaver's got a Yankee bag. Let's pop this out. We'll get a lot of clicks. They knew what they were throwing chum in the water for the Yankee fans to mock the Mets after last year's Soto thing. They knew they were doing it. They knew it.
Maybe. I mean, you may be right.
Because it's the biggest. Who cares? It's a bag.
I'm glad you said who cares. I've got something else, and it's for your determination, you two, Tiki, if this is who cares. The other thing about spring training is players start to speak to the media, and they say things.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen what Isaiah Kanafalefa said?
No. Where did he sign again?
The Red Sox.
That's right.
Now, maybe he's pandering. I want to make that clear.
Oh, he
definitely could be
is.
A pandering spot, but IKF said that as a member of the Blue Jays, they were glad the Red Sox lost in the playoffs last year because they thought the Yankees were an easier matchup. Your thoughts?
How could I argue that? I thought the Red Sox were a better built team for the postseason than the Yankees.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was surprising that the Yankees, especially with Cam Schlittler on the mound, beat them in the wild card.
And the Blue Jays beat the Yankees like a drum all year.
Okay.
Right.
So no biggie for
me. Well, the question is, did that matter in the postseason?
Did what matter in the postseason?
The fact that the Toronto Blue Jays had the Yankees number all season.
The only reason it felt like it mattered is because they picked up where they left off.
Yeah.
Like, they just whipped the Yankees' ass during the regular season, and then, to their credit, they continued it in the playoffs. So if you ask me, I continued.
Yeah.
So
right.
Why wouldn't it matter? All right, so not pissed off about that.
No.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. We don't really know.
We don't care about AKF anymore.
No, I get it. It does feel, though, over the last few years in the Aaron Boone Yankee era, there's a lot of crap talk. Like, remember what the Dodgers did after they beat you guys? There's just a lot of unnecessary crap talk that you don't...
You think that's because Aaron Judge gets so much love?
And
because he gets so much love. But the Yankees are always in the postseason, so it's like you can't hate on them. They're always there. And it's not like they're just buying all the great talent anymore. That's the Dodgers.
That's the Dodgers.
So
it's
like an institutionalized hate.
But do you agree that it seems as if they get crapped on more than others?
Absolutely. And nobody
Dodger thing was ridiculous.
And nobody says boo about the Dodgers. None of the players, I mean.
Right.
They're not crushing the Dodgers for doing what the Yankees did for, I don't know, years during their
dynasty. No, but in fairness, the mocking of the Yankees is more about them losing. Like, the Dodgers basically said, put the ball in play, and we have them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more when the Yankees lose, whether it's to the Dodgers 2 years ago or the Blue Jays this past year.
So why is that?
I don't know, but it seems like it happens. Like, between the Dodger mocking and even this IKF line, which I agree, like, I wouldn't be mad about it, but I do wonder why this continues to happen. It's like every time the Yankees lose, an opponent comes out and just, you know what's all over them. Like, oh, by the way.
Why is that?
I don't know. Everybody picks the Yankees every year to represent the AL.
Well, you know why? Because it's the team. You know what it is. I know what it is.
Go ahead.
It's the team that you historically hate. You hated them.
Okay.
Even as players, when you were young players, if you grew up, a Reds fan, you grew up in Ohio, or you were, a Dodgers fan living on the West Coast, you hated the Yankees. They were the team you hated because just like you hated the Patriots because they won so much. Now that you're older and you're playing in the game and you beat them, you want to talk trash about them.
Maybe that's it. I just know that other teams lose, and I don't hear comments about, like, the Mariners sucked. Couldn't wait to play them. Like, it feels as if, because this is 2 years in a row now with the Dodgers and now with this stupid comment from IKF, people take turns waiting to mock the Yankees.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know if they view them as soft, like no one's going to do anything about it, and no one does.
What are the Yankees going to do?
No, I don't know.
Are they going to go hide inside and hit him in the head the next time? What are they doing? They're not doing anything.
I'm trying to figure out the why on the whole thing.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, Gerrit Cole might do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think Judge, when he played the New York versus Boston years ago, I think that started this motion of, like, people being pissed off at the Yankees. And also maybe all their complaining about the Astros more so than any other team, that they were the only ones that got screwed. Like, all that stuff could add up.
Yeah, certainly possible. All right, let me get you to Deshaun Watson stuff, because I am so fascinated by this. So Deshaun Watson had two of his last lawsuits that were thrown at him.
Yes.
Thrown out. Obviously, this has been going on for years with the massages back in his days in Houston, and it followed him to Cleveland. And so that is a part of the Deshaun Watson story, that his image, which actually was good when it first came into the league, has been completely tarnished. You combine that with his bad quarterback play, his inability to stay healthy, and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
John Watson is likely going to be released by the Cleveland Browns and is going to be available. I heard Boomer and Gio talking about it this morning. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
For the Jets to say, you know what, let's see what we got in Deshaun Watson. I think there are two factors here. Number one, we'll start with the reputation stuff. Obviously, his reputation has been ruined, but there's nothing outstanding anymore. It's not like there's a lawsuit and another bombshell that's ready to drop. So the Jets could very well say, look, he's paid his price in terms of the public perception of him. I don't think he's going to be asked nearly as many questions about this as if he was brought in 3 years ago.
I think the problem is this got so much publicity. Because there are worse guys in the league.
No doubt.
That did worse stuff.
Yeah, how about guys who played in the Super Bowl who were accused of doing worse stuff?
Exactly. So, but this one got so much noise, and it seemed like you got it for years, as opposed to just, I don't know, three or four months. And so it's still going to be there, and people are going to talk about it when he gets signed.
I think people will talk about it, but it will not be nearly the level of a 2023. I mean, you remember what happened in Cleveland upon bringing him in. It was, I mean, it made ownership look horrible. Wow,
weren't they scared like people would protest?
Yes, I think people were protesting. Right. Now, it may not have led to anything, but I think people were upset. I think it's just not going to be nearly the same. So I think that they can do this in a safer spot than they did 3 years ago.
If it was any other team than the Jets, I would say you're right.
Oh, because they're the Jets, they're going to be laughed at.
Not laughed at, just
mocked.
Just like, what the hell are you doing, Jets?
What a goddamn disgrace.
Doesn't it feel like that?
I think they'll be mocked for anything they do. So I think no matter what the Jets do, it will be just assumed they're the Jets and they're stupid. What I'm curious about, and walk me through and help me with this, because I don't understand this, is Deshaun Watson was an elite quarterback in this league.
And then he was.
He missed time. He comes back. And in Cleveland, yes, he didn't stay healthy. Yes, that was a part of it. Yes, they're the Browns. I get all that. But it seems like he went backwards. And what I don't know, and maybe you've seen enough tape to think differently, is what the hell happened to him? Because I think our concern as Jet fans is, well, what is he? Would he come here and be good? Would he come here and be the guy from Houston or the guy from Cleveland?
Yeah, if this ever gets close, maybe I'll do the dive on what happened to him. Like, I haven't watched enough of him on tape for when he was in Houston, because that's what we're talking about. When he was in Houston,
he was an elite level quarterback.
People thought he was going to be top five consistently. But when he went to Cleveland, actually the last couple of years in Houston, it just went bad. And then in Cleveland, it never happened.
In his last year in Houston, the 2022 pandemic year, they went 4-12, no doubt. He led the league in passing yards 48-23. 33 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions.
Wow.
With a quarterback rating.
That was his last year?
That was his last year in Houston.
Wow.
He had, I mean, statistically the best year of his career. Unfortunately, the team sucked.
Right.
So I know some of those numbers.
I don't even remember that year.
Yeah, well, pandemic year was odd.
Yeah.
But he put up monster numbers in his last year. Then he doesn't play in 21. And then the last 3 years in Cleveland, he's also missed time and just hasn't been the same guy.
Right. I think that year that he missed because of all the stuff going on, it made us question whether or not it was real, even though it clearly was real because he was great.
Dude, his 4 years in Houston, like, they were good.
They were really good.
So did he lose it at 26 years old?
I think I always say this about teams and individuals, when the main thing is not the main thing, the main thing is football.
Right.
Like, all football, all the time. And now all of a sudden, you're saddled with this other thing that's taking all of your mind share. Like, you probably don't sleep at night. Like, you go to bed, and instead of thinking about, well, this is what I got to learn in the playbook, I got to get this guy integrated, blah, 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 it becomes, what are people thinking about me?
Mm.
Like, what's the perception of me right now? And it's just hard to get your mind right. The main thing is not the main thing anymore.
So it may have affected him.
Absolutely. I think we'd be crazy not to think it's perfect.
So is it possible then a year off of a major surgery, but now no lawsuits against him?
He did it twice, right?
Did what twice?
He tore his Achilles.
Did he tear it twice now?
He tore it. Or no, maybe he had a setback. I think he tore it and then they thought he was coming back and then he had a setback.
Yeah, I don't think it's two different injuries.
Right.
So you have to factor in the injury. He's going to be 31 years old, first week of the NFL season.
That's still young. When I hear 31, I'm saying He's got seven more years.
No, I agree. And I mentioned Derek Carr earlier at the top of the show. We talked about Derek Carr coming out of retirement because that is being reported. And I also played audio proving that Derek Carr loves the New York Jets. He loves Aaron Glenn. He was wearing green. His brother joked about it. So there seems to be something there.
Pandering.
With Derek Carr and the
Jets.
Sorry,
had a little bug in my throat.
But Deshaun Watson is 3 or 4 years younger.
I know.
So can, if you
And he's a good athlete.
If you can get past his reputation, which is a real thing, and I respect the Jet fans saying, I don't want that guy, that is fine. If you can get past that, is he worth a flyer based on his age and what you just said, which is, hey, maybe with a clear mind, he can get back to being the guy he was, a three-time Pro Bowler when the Pro Bowl mattered?
Right.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be worth it based on that?
I mean, it is worth it if it wasn't the Jets.
What does that mean?
Because if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And something else happens. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Oh, for God, his sake, could you it imagine? Doesn't.
But if something else happens, it becomes like, can you believe the Jets took a risk on that guy?
Yeah.
That's what becomes the issue.
You know what? Here's what my one counter to that, and we'll get to your calls. What do they have to lose at this point?
Nothing.
Their reputation is so bad.
I agree with you.
That, okay, great. Yeah, another thing that we'll be laughed at. We get laughed at all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.